the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran. Science fiction. Jeanette Scott fights a triffid that spits poison and kills. Dana Andrews said prunes, gave him the runes, and passing them used lots of skills. But when worlds collide, said George Powell to his bride, I'm gonna give you some terrible thrills. Like a was a man they called Jimmy. They
say the very sound of his voice was enough to drive a man insane. That is why they called him Crazy. Crazy Jay. When they brought him to the 44th floor, there were only two other people being held there. Paul Sparazza, better known as the Spaz, and Rebecca, the train wreck Zimmer. All three dangerous in their own right. But once they joined together, they became unstoppable! People say that they drove the staff of the asylum completely out of their minds! Until the captives became the captors, and the world has never been the same! If you go to the 44th floor at night near Halloween, when all is quiet, you can still hear their voices echoing down the halls. Listen, and maybe you can even hear them.
The Rockin' Comedy Show, and we are up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant.
We're back in the studio.
It's been a while, man. Well, this month, it's the first time this month. Spaz, it's been forever since you've been in here.
I know. Did you even recognize this place?
No, it has that. It still has that same smell, though.
That musty. Okay, is this lube?
Yeah.
Now I know
what it smells like.
That's from the Erotic Heritage Museum.
Yes, leftover lube. Well, it's still in its hermit.
Right by Jay's computer. And why are the keys sticky?
And as you can see, still unopened.
Yeah, hermetically sealed.
Still unopened. Anyway, Spaz is here.
My vagina is 8 miles wide. Everybody can come inside. I don't know all the words classics to this song, but my vagina is 8 miles wide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, Rebecca's here. I have a new theme song for you.
I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. Who's got the clap? I do.
I have never had any STD.
Yet.
I've
that were
paperwork.
Publicly announced. You know, syphilis can last in the body up to 8 years dormant.
I think I'd rather have syphilis than have a herpes. That shit lasts forever.
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
AIDS, just take me now. Fuck it.
But it is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Last week, we were at Bonnie Screams. What fun.
That was fantastic.
That was the best.
That was a fun show.
That was
Rebecca
so much
peed
fun.
Herself.
Not only did she pee herself, she, you know, attempted rape on Vladimir at the end of the show.
It wasn't rape. It was just
He was gay.
Undressing him.
He was gay.
Well, I know he was gay, but I've never seen Rebecca hop over the counter. As many guys as been on this show hop over the counter and, you know, rip their shirt off.
I mean, she was ripping Vladimir's shirt off.
Obviously, she's looking at porn over there.
Okay, sorry. His naked boobies on the lid.
But yes, you did pee. Everybody
did
saw
pee.
The picture and was like, well, I can't believe she peed.
Well, the thing is, like, we were standing there and, like, we're about to go in. I'm like, should I go to the bathroom? Like, the bathroom's this way. And I'm like, yeah, fuck it.
I can make it through.
Oh, my God.
And
oh my
you God. Didn't.
I did not. Pissy pants.
That's right.
I'm so glad I got a picture of that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. And thank you for circling it and exposing it to everybody so we can put it on Facebook.
You know, that's what
thank God,
that's
you know,
what
thanks
I'm
for
here.
Not putting my face in that. That could have been a random thing off the internet.
She can still deny it. That wasn't me. But unfortunately,
we do anything for the show.
Unfortunately, we have it on tape that it was you.
That's just for the show.
If you guys want to call in, don't forget you can. 702-866-9135. You know, we've been away, but phone calls have happened while we've been gone. So I've seen that people still try to call us when we're not in the studio on Wednesday nights.
Really?
So people might call tonight. You never know.
You never know.
I do know somebody that's calling in tonight. Cassandra Peterson, Elvira. She's going to be calling in tonight.
I saw Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. She did that booby thing at the end with the tassels. I found that very impressive.
That is very
I like
very,
how it doesn't matter how
can you do that, Rebecca?
Old she. Of course. That's going to be the helicopter.
No, but she had them like going and alternating.
I've never even tried. I'm just assuming I could do it.
Yeah, you go try that shit at home. That looks like it took
like
skill.
If I put my mind to it.
When it comes to really stupid, inane things, set. I can do it.
That's good.
Math, no. Geography, no. I don't even know who the vice president is.
Tassel twirling, excellent.
Fabulous. Brilliant.
Sounds like something I could totally do. I should know how to do.
And now, it's time for the Rocking Comedy Show News with your anchor, Rebecca Zimlick. From every corner of the globe, she brings you the news that matters. No story is too small. From guys plant mice at a pizza shop to woman steals crucifix after confession, she brings you the scoop like no one else can. Now, here's Rebecca with the news.
All right. Missing the news. Yeah, I got all prepared last week and I didn't get to do it. But anyways.
What are you talking about? You did it.
I mean, I was thinking about the Swingers Club. Oh. I was all set up on the stage next to the electric
Everybody
chair.
Loved your story about the cornfield.
Jesus.
Like cornfield. Still reminds me of that show. That's incredible.
Right.
Good Lord.
I love that show. Anyways, our first story is, where is it? Okay, the freed tigers, lions, and bears cause panic in Ohio. Did you hear about this?
No.
There's dozens of exotic animals, including tigers, lions, and bears, where they got loose. It was a private sanctuary or something. Someone's rich. They had a bunch of exotic animals and they got out, but the police just said shoot to kill, and they killed 49 beasts, including 18 endangered Bengal tigers. Dude, PETA,
they killed
is,
that many Bengal tigers?
Dude, I mean, you know the cops were just, this is some ignorant ass shit. They're like, oh hell, we get to use our guns today. We're going to go shooting.
Do I get to hang that one on my wall?
I mean, we'll never get to catch a Bengal tiger. I mean, this is terrible. You know PETA is fucking in that town, fucking somebody's world up.
Yeah, I mean, all it takes is one tiger eating a kid, and then it's like, well.
I mean, they don't own tranquilizer guns, and damn, they didn't even try.
I don't know, man. I'm with the guys with the guns on this one. Yeah. I know, because I got kids, and that's the last thing I want to do is want to go stepping out of my house worrying that I'm going to get mauled by a Bengal tiger. So I'm like, yeah, I'm glad there are rednecks out there with guns. Thank God for God bless the USA.
But there's no zoos there. They don't have any, like, you know.
I mean, I'm sure their staff is limited, you know. But
it's Ohio.
I've been to Ohio. There is nothing out there in Ohio but lots of corn, lots of freaking corn. So honestly. Get out there, you know,
kill
that one
to
kill some damn tigers.
Okay, listen, whether we think it's right or wrong, you know PETA is there right now.
Yes, they are. Again, their panties are all in a wad, but the world is a safer place without all them damn tigers.
I wonder if they're going to actually let them people mount them. I mean, because it's, you know, it's endangered.
I mean, honestly.
Killed it, fair game.
I mean, if they gave people the license to shoot them, I'd be like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't kill anything.
They weigh like. Not
500 quarter, pounds.
Yeah, 500 pounds. Oh my gosh.
600 pounds.
Yeah. Something like last time I killed one. All right, our next story in the news is brought to you from Tori Bird. That's Jason's sister.
Jay's sister.
Jason. Jay's.
I was like, Jace Pfister? What?
Jace Pfister?
I'm like, when did this start happening?
Oh my God, that costs extra, extra, extra.
Extra,
extra. Extra, extra. Anyways, there's a strip search demanded at the World Scrabble Championship after the letter G goes missing.
Yep.
Yes, folks at the World Scrabble Championship take word game pretty seriously. When a tile goes missing, they'll even demand a strip search of the opponent in an effort to find it. A tie player demanded that authorities strip search English player Ed Martin after the letter G disappeared in the player's board at the international tournament this weekend. Officials did not perform the search, but the bold request did mark the first time judges at an event dealt with the odd accusation. A player once accused an opponent of eating a tile. Omnified was the winning word at the World Championship.
Ooh, I gotta use that with Words with Friends.
Omnified, yes. Like, that was my I can't get behind it when you're gone. Like, who has time for Words for Friends?
I play with Rose all the time.
Do you? She didn't tell me. She's always playing that Words for Friends. Oh, my gosh. The guy from New Zealand won. He won $20,000. It's the second time winning the championship and the only person to have done it so. And the rest of the story is pretty
stupid. Needless to say, he's not getting laid a lot.
But he has $20,000.
His big $20,000, that, you know. I wonder what you're going to do with all that money.
But one of the best championships is working at the Flamingo on New Year's Day. It's the world beer pong.
Yeah.
Nastiest game on the planet.
Herpes has increased 300% because of that game.
I'm sure it has, man.
I've only played it once.
Those douchebags don't wash their hands after they go to the bathroom. This is one of my I can't get behind that's consistently.
Oh, disgusting. Well, anyways, they win $50,000. And, of course, they're carrying that big-ass check around. And it's hilarious because the beer pong, they sell the tables and all the equipment there. So people are buying extra stuff. They're coming in with tables themselves to practice. It is hilarious. And there's, you know, like all professional sports has that red, white, and blue like emblem. They have that, like someone chucking freaking ping pong into the solo cup.
Yeah, I mean, it's horrible. I mean, I'm sure it's like. And to see the guys who are doing it, you know, I get it was you did it when you were in college, but dude, I'm the beer pong champion and I'm 47 years old.
Oh my gosh. Well, we play flip cup.
Flip cup is a lot cleaner.
We have our own cups.
Everybody has their own cups.
It's definitely a lot cleaner and you're not going to get dizzy.
I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you.
Yeah, flip cup is a lot cleaner.
Definitely a lot cleaner.
Because they don't, you don't actually.
Unless you're the freaks and you play dirty. Oh!
Kind of funny how they always win.
Always win.
But
they have a good team, dude. They have a good team.
They have guys who can flip it with their big toe and shit.
So, you know, Anthony Cools gets out there and flips it with his Johnson.
With his big toe?
With his big toe.
How does he do that?
Very well.
You know what? I think that sometimes when he is actually at home alone, he sits there and plays.
He might.
Anthony. All right. Our next story is woman is accused of throwing cupcakes at husband and is charged with domestic battery.
That dude's a pussy.
Dude,
I mean, really?
I'm hungry looking at this article.
I mean, unless her cupcakes were like rocks.
They were stale. A Chicago woman was charged with misdemeanor domestic battery Sunday after allegedly throwing cupcakes at her husband and hitting him over the head. Police told the Chicago Sun-Times that Dawn Montesano, oh, she's 60 years old, threw the treats.
So you know she's not throwing the fastball anymore, more people?
I know, threw the treats at her 56-year-old husband in their home on Southwestern Avenue on Saturday. After that, she reached for a box of desserts and directed a fuselage. Sounds like someone's home. Of snack cakes at his head and body, her husband told police. Several of the confections apparently hit their mark, and the man's head and shirt were smudged in icing when the officers arrived. The woman used an aggressive tone with the officers, and the judge set her bail at $10,000.
Man.
Though her husband told police he was scared for his safety, reports that the alleged victim was arrested 3 times since 2003 on battery or domestic violence charges. Eventually, all charges were dropped. So she's habitual.
Habitual cupcake, you know,
well,
assailant. I wish,
he's like,
honestly,
this bitch.
Honestly, I wish my wife would. I wish there were cupcakes around
in my house
that my wife could throw at me, because my wife throws books. You know, I mean, and don't
books,
get me wrong.
Read this.
Books, keys, shoes, cameras, phones.
Kids.
You know, kids. You know, I'm really.
Dirty diapers.
Oh, no, I don't have any of those anymore. That used to be the old
that
days,
though.
That
ship has sailed.
Yes, thank God. I need to go get myself cut right now because I don't need to breed anymore.
Yeah. Isn't that like $350? Why wouldn't you get cut? I can't get behind people that wouldn't go get that done immediately.
Yeah, so I'm really attached to my manhood. You know, I don't think they take it away. You know, a little piece of you dies. You know, that to know that
well,
you can't procreate.
Why would you get your wife to get the IUD?
No, because it's one of those things where.
No, not the tubes tied. The little.
Yeah, she's not gonna get that either.
Why?
Yeah, she's like.
I got one.
Of course, you need one. No, my wife. I mean, we're on that fence now where it's like, do we have another kid? I'm like, no. But she's like. I might want another kid. I'm like, you're
going to
have...
I might want a Lamborghini.
And you're going to have to find somebody else to get that from you, hon, for you.
We can't afford the ones we have now.
No kidding. They ruined my relationship.
All right. Next story on the agenda is ice cream vendor gets prison for selling drugs with treats. Is this a crime to give away free drugs?
Damn.
In New York, from Reuters news source, an ice cream vendor who peddled prescription painkillers from the same truck he sold frozen treats to kids was sentenced Tuesday to 3.5 years in prison. Oh my gosh, it reminds me of Big Worm from Friday. The sentence was part of a plea deal struck by Louis Scala, 30 years old, head of a $1 million drug trafficking ring. Let's see. 30 obtained the drugs with prescription pads stolen by accomplice. Through a network of more than 24 runners, he was able to get nearly 43,000 oxycodone pills between 2009 and June, whatever. Street value of $20 a piece.
Have you ever had that, Pekka?
Oxycodone? That's the same shit.
It's codeine. Oxycodone?
Yeah, same thing.
It's like painkiller.
It's Vicodin.
It's painkillers.
Pussy. Many. actually, recreational use of oxycodone, often known by the brand name OxyContin. Yeah, it must have been the 20 milligrams. Usually it's a dollar a milligram, so it must have been the little bunk ass shit.
Yeah. You know,
give me 80s or go to hell.
It's good to have an expert in house.
But see, this OxyContin produces addictive heroin like high. Score. And it's part of the dangerous drug epidemic. But you know what? I mean, I thought that he actually put drugs in the treats and he was just giving them away for free. Story's not so interesting after all.
No. Was he selling it to kids or was he?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's like the Big Worm situation, like on Fridays. Like, right. You know, here, I'll sell one or two things and get out of here. But listen, me and my girlfriend for years, my friend that's a girl, not my lover, we had heard about these girls in New York who had a hot dog stand, like, you know, one of those, you know, trucks, the food trucks like they have now.
Right, like Sabre carts or a hot dog.
No, the actual truck, like
the food truck. Right.
And then. The Roach Coach. And so what they were doing is they were selling hot dogs, but they were giving extras in the truck. And they did it for like over a year and a half and made a ton of money. And they just happened
giving extras?
Yes. Well, and we always be like, with extras. But the thing is, they got busted is because they, you know, they had a lot of cops as customers, I'm sure, because cops and hookers go together like nobody's business. But they offered a cop who was out, you know, in plain clothes, they offered him and he was offended. But that was always been my dream.
I hate those goody two-shoe cops.
God damn it, we're busting these hookers. But no, it's always been my dream to like open up a food truck and just, you know, do extras in the back. You know, hot dog, $300.
No hot dog, but a hand job would be fine.
Hand job? That and a hand job. I want the extras.
No. No.
And well, you have to have your freaking health card right up in there. All your health certificate.
Yeah, that healthcare ticket is crap after, you know, some dude that the whole inside of their hot dog truck is covered in semen. Would you like a hot dog after knowing that? No.
Dude, this freaking whole room is covered in semen.
I know, with Jay's lube on his keyboard.
But that lube's not even open.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's the last one. That's the one left over. Well, guess what, Crazy Jay?
That's the news.
That's the news.
Yeah.
Woo!
The Adult Haunted House is Sin City's nuttiest and sexiest haunt in Las Vegas. The tour will take you into the erotic and dark catacombs of the Green Door, one of the world's largest swingers and lifestyle clubs, which is and has been known for the last 13 years to be the throbbing G-spot of Sin City's sexual symphonies. The Adult Haunted House will lure nocturnal party creatures, summoning innocent virgins to devilish masters into BDSM dungeons, blackout zones, crude surgery rooms, and torrid orgy chambers, where adult themed costumes are nothing at all. Win contest prizes and receive nine trick-or-treat bags. The final night will end with a bang, or more likely a game bang, with the Green Door's anniversary and Halloween party. Please visit adulthauntedhouse.com. It will scare the pants off you.
Hi, this is Rebecca from the Rockin' Comedy Show. And if you're anything like me, you're always on the go. If you're planning a corporate event, working out, or getting the news ready for the Rockin' Comedy Show, whatever it is that keeps you moving, then all you have to do is try ZipFizz. It's all natural. It's not like all those other energy drinks that leave you with that hard crash. Just put it in your water and you are ready to go. Plus, I like all the different flavors. You can try grape, you can try orange or lemon. From their powdered formula to the instant shot, it really works for people on the go who just need that extra 4 to 5 hour boost. Visit them at ZipFizz.com or wherever ZipFizz is sold.
Whiskey Dicks. Whiskey Dicks. He's so sexy. Whiskey Dicks. Whiskey Dicks. Makes me so hungry. There's entertainment nightly. Come join the party at Whiskey Dicks.
Hey, this is Brian Regan, and you are listening to The Crazy J Show.
Devil's candy. Love! from the bottle of sin. Working all day and night, trying to get my money right. Wait, take me away, Lord, take me away.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor. It's our Halloween spooktacular.
Spooky-dooky.
You know, a couple weeks back, you did a story about Gordon Ramsay's little dwarf dude. His lookalike. Apparently,
he's a porn star.
Apparently, it's a false story.
Oh.
He's not dead, but remember how we said we wanted a picture of him?
Oh, I knew he was dead.
There's a... Yeah, remember they said he'd fallen in a hole and he was eaten by a badger?
Oh, I thought that was a different story.
No, that was, but that's him.
Let me see.
It's like the miniature Gordon Ramsay.
The miniature Gordon.
The Gordon Ramsay mini.
Yeah, the mini me.
He's a porn star.
Are you guys ready for comments?
Yes,
I haven't heard this in years, dude. I'm excited about it.
We did it last week.
Yeah, that feels like years.
We told people come up with some Halloween ideas for Spaz, but they've taken it to the next level and suggested costumes for all of us.
Damn it.
Some of these comments are really good. Some might make Rebecca mad. We don't know. Let's find out. Mm-hmm. Are you game, Rebecca?
I love when they make
honestly,
me mad.
Honestly, nothing makes Rebecca mad. I've seen this girl roll with so many damn punches.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't
she
care.
She likes it rough.
Me. I just, when you're driving or walking, do it with purpose. Get out of my way.
All right, so we've got Anita Hummer from Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Hey, Rockin' Comedy Show. Happy Halloween, Jay. This means we're closer to the big Christmas show. Oh, yay! Yeah. Yeah, they love that Christmas show. Amanda Poker from California.
That was good.
OMG train wreck. WTF, you peed your pants. This is so funny.
You had to be there.
You
really had to be there. It was awesome.
Barry my cock in her from Iowa.
Barry
my cock in her. That's great. That's very creative.
From Iowa writes, RCS, show 181 was awesome. I think it's one of the best taped live shows yet. You guys really seemed like you were having fun.
Yeah. It was a good time. We always have a good time.
It was because we got to hang out and then take a break and go do the mazes and then come back.
It was great. It was fun. I mean, listen, I'm not the type of person that like wants a wedding, but if I was going to get married, it'd be there.
Yeah,
they have a fucking hoedown.
This is pretty awesome.
A hoedown.
You know,
yes.
they had like the grub truck, whatever. What do they call it? The meal truck.
What is it?
The wagon.
The chuck wagon.
They had that. It was awesome.
Wow, she's classy, ladies and gentlemen. Classy.
That's the way I'd go.
She rolls.
Likes it just like that, but with smaller fingers from Arizona. Right?
Oh man.
Hey gang, you should come down and do your show sometime, somewhere in Scottsdale, Arizona.
That would be fun.
We'd love to be a part of it.
We would love to go there where the dirty, dirty is.
From Nevada, oh yeah, I'm a load lover, right?
Oh god.
Hey, what happened to Doria? You guys need to have him back on. He is so freaking funny. Is he still in Las Vegas? I think that's Doria.
I know that's Doria. This is okay. Hey, self post.
Is he still in Las Vegas? Is that Doria? Doria sent some more stuff by Doria.
Ben Gherkinoff from Nevada.
Ben Gherkinoff.
Yeah, Ben Gherkinoff.
I love Gherkinoff.
From Nevada. Halloween costume idea for Spaz. Johnny Quest sidekick.
Haji. Gosh.
Wait, it gets better. I piss zip fizz from California, right? Spaz, here's an idea for Halloween. Go as Michael Jackson. This one's great. Train wreck or vagina wreck from California.
Oh wow.
Jay,
oh,
no. Rebecca is absurd. I'm gonna try and read this without laughing.
Okay.
I've did do it twice so far today and I'm still cracking up over it. Rebecca is absurd. She is amazingly beautiful. And who cares if she has cottage cheese thighs, long saggy tits, pro wrinkles around the eyes? She needs to get better self-esteem or she will just die alone.
I'm not going to die alone. I'll have my dogs and I'll have Rose.
Dogs and Rose. Oh my God.
I love that one. Dixon Hand from California writes, Jay, These are some Halloween costume ideas. Jay, first one is for me. Jay, is the Body by Vi challenge really working for you? Yes, actually it is. Down 9 pounds.
Ridiculously
awesome.
Good.
Awesome, yeah.
He's getting there.
Spaz, go to the party as Spazbot.
Yeah.
And then you'd just be stuck in the den the whole time.
Yeah, I could just sit there and just be spitting circles.
How much is your... Oh my God, you should go and win contests.
No, they've done that
a couple
years ago.
Here's the award-winning costume. Rebecca, you should go as an empty vodka bottle and pills.
Nice.
Empty.
Yeah, they're on a roll this week is all I can say. I wanna have sex. Rebecca, well, I wanted to be you for Halloween, but I couldn't fit 7 dicks in my mouth.
Neither can I. Only 6.
Oh, man.
Jenny Tullwarts from Iowa.
Oh, gross.
Jesus. Jenny
Tullwarts.
Jenny Tullwarts.
Oh, my God.
From Iowa. RCS, it's time to party.
Hey, remember when I came to your Halloween party a couple years ago? I was Ivana Layover, and I was a stewardess. Yeah. So I was Ivana Layover.
Honestly, I'd love to see a lot of these people come out to the...
They possibly could be here. I don't know who...
Your stalker was here one year.
Yeah,
right?
The year that you were at the party. When I put it in, why does it feel like warm mud from California, right?
Because you're sticking it in a hole.
Halloween costume idea. Jay, you should go as the comic book guy from The Simpsons or Guy Fieri.
If you bleach your hair, that would be hilarious. And you can put your sunglasses on backwards and then stupid flaming shirt.
I think we should go as Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious.
I'll be Jay's and what's his name? And then you can be
Jason Mewes.
Jason Mewes.
Spaz. Apu from The Simpsons. And Rebecca, Miss Krabappel from The Simpsons.
I don't ever watch The Simpsons.
It could be a Simpsons theme. Yeah, that's twice. I think it's the same guy. He still wants you as Apu.
What is
I mean, why am I getting mistaken for the Indian guy? You know what I mean?
I think it's the color of the skin.
What's the girl?
She's the school teacher.
Mrs. Krabappel.
What is she like?
She has like the yellow. Big, you know, no,
yeah, she's yellow,
hair.
Like most of them.
Yellow, reddish hair.
Except for Apu. He's the only brown one. He's
the Apu.
I like to drop the soap from Missouri writes, hey gang, Spaz, I see you dressing as I Dream of Jeannie. And our last one is from Evelyn Smith. Oh, I love Evelyn Smith. She hates this show with a passion.
Awesome.
Oh, I love
that. We love her.
She hates the show. In fact, it inspired the animated video that is on our website about the Christmas show that we did 2 years ago. She was so offended by it. Wrote an email. Didn't want me to read the email. I read the email. It triggered her even more. She was pissed. Have not heard from this woman until now. Evelyn Smith from Arizona. Hello, Jay. I had not been a listener of your show for a while, as you know why. Your holiday special a few years back just upset me. I was curious to see if you were still doing the show.
Cleaned up our act.
No, I was curious to see if you were still doing the show. Checked out the website and was surprised to see it had changed. You have new people on the show. I'm so glad Mike decided to leave that he didn't need filth like this in his life.
Filth.
Wow. You're right. Mike is so much better without us.
This is coming from a Christian woman who in her original email said, I hope you take this Christmas show and store it in your 2 fag asses.
Well, that's like very that Jesus-like.
I like that she gave us a download. Hello.
Yeah. I'm serious.
Anyway, she said, however the show is still going on is beyond me. And I'm sure...
There's filthy people all over.
And I'm sure you...
We are in Las Vegas.
And I'm sure you plan on defacing the name of Christmas yet again.
Yes, again.
In 7 weeks. I don't deface Christmas. I just play the funny songs. If you find them insulting, well, comedy's insulting and offensive.
Yes, but that's also comedy in itself.
I actually have been going down to Big Al's comedy club at the Orleans on Sunday.
Yeah, practicing.
Because it's stand-up. I hadn't done it in a while, and I thought I would go out and try a couple of things, and I came up with some stuff that was pretty funny. I might do it at Swingers on the 31st.
Oh, yes.
Maybe while we're out there hosting.
I'll laugh.
Maybe. I hope so. Or maybe,
heckle.
Maybe when we're hosting, 80s night at Whiskey Dick's, I might do some stuff out
I'll
there.
I'll laugh my
you
ass
never know.
Off.
You never know. Man. I got some laughs there, so it was pretty good.
I bet you
good.
Will.
But, so. Man, those are fun, man. Evelyn, please. Call in as much as you want.
I would love to actually speak to
her. Speak with her. I want to hear Jesus coming
from
your mouth.
She never leaves her email address, and so it is interesting. I don't know if she's seen the animated video of it or not that some listeners put together.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that Christmas show was top of the line and will never be topped.
And it's filthy.
It was really filthy.
It was raunchy.
Filthy.
It was good.
It was really filthy. I'm proud of it, though. It's like our 151, but with the Mad Mike years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to
when
tell.
When is Mad Mike coming back on?
I don't think that's going to happen. Mike.
But he always promises.
Yeah, Mad Mike. Wanted to do.
I don't think he
wanted us to get involved with his charity that he's working on, and
you
I was all
charity?
For it. But I said you need to come on the show and talk about it. And then he showed up that one week, but didn't come in, and said that he would rather just do the show like him and I used to do it when nobody else is here. And I'm like, well, that boat likes that.
That sucks.
That left. There's no way either.
Jay, why can't it be like it we used to?
Just
holding hands.
Just you and me walking in the park.
And I didn't even want to hear that long. I said, come in, do an, I can't get behind that because that's what a how to. That's what everybody liked him doing.
Uh-huh.
And do it and get out. And he had it all prepared. And I knew what it was going to be on. And I thought it was going to be really funny. But he doesn't got the balls, I guess. Maybe he knows that I have kind of let it out of the bag that he called you a train wreck and you a douchebag.
But we embraced it.
I embraced that.
I know, and
the thing is, I've never even done anything to the guy.
Yes, you did. You were good looking to his girlfriend.
Oh, that does suck.
His fat piece
it
of shit girlfriend.
Being good looking at someone else's.
Well, where's the picture of the piss on the website?
It's on there. Just if you actually go to the Rockin' Comedy fan page, it'll be on there as well. I haven't put it in here yet.
Oh, okay.
It's on the Facebook page.
It's on the Facebook.
It will soon be up on our website so everyone can see.
Yeah.
But once again, thank you guys for all the great comments.
Yes.
We really, really, really are really trying to boost our numbers to the website. Please tell all your friends about it. Well, I know we have some giveaways from ZipFizz coming up.
Yeah, I mean,
later on
we did
week.
That the other day. We created a whole new fan page and ZipFizz got involved, said first 20 people to like their page, we'll send out 20 free tubes. And I mean, it was instant. Like, within seconds, we went, like, from 18 on our new page to 70 or something
like
that.
Yeah, no, we didn't have the like button before, so you might have been like, I've already liked that. Start over. And go to The Rockin' Comedy Show.
The Rockin' Comedy Show. And also, we want to get out there. We want to know when
Follow
you're going
to... Twitter.
We want to know when you're going to be here in Vegas, because right now we're looking at getting into the Swingers Club and doing shows there. So you guys actually have a live event to come see The Rockin' Comedy Show. Taped live every Monday.
And insult us to our face.
I mean, yes, that would be great. Insult us to our face,
mean,
for God's sake.
We are really excited. We're getting out there. Anthony Cools has given us the opportunity to come in and, do a show there. Every Monday.
And that's going to be the new RCS home.
That is the, what did Anthony say, the official bar of the Rockin'
Comedy Show.
And
something else I keep forgetting to mention is FanBridge. We have a FanBridge account. You can actually sign up through FanBridge, and you'll get our tour calendar of all the live events that we're doing. You can also go in there and ask some questions if you don't leave them on the comment page. We have two questions. I know one of them was yours because you left your email address. I'll address it.
Was I drunk when I did that?
I don't know.
Probably.
What are the odds? What are the odds?
I'd say there's a 50-50 chance on that one, people.
Because it says the email address was RebZem, so I'm pretty sure that's you.
RebZem.
And the question was, Crazy Jay, do you like wearing eyeliner, and do you dress in women's clothing when alone?
Did I write that?
Well, it's your email address.
Okay.
So the answer is yes. So,
yeah.
The answer is
so
yes.
I answered it as no, I don't, but Mad Mike used to love it. The next question that we have is for all of us. It says, Jay, Rebecca, and Spaz, what is your favorite part about doing the show?
Cheap beer.
It's the one place that I really get to act like a grown-up when I'm not, you know, trying to be the real man at home. I can't be the real man at home.
It's just,
I know, you're emasculated at home.
I can't be the real man, so I get to be the real man here at the Rockin' Comedy Show.
It's just fun. I mean, really.
It is a ton of fun. And I feel famous.
And our other question is, this question is for Spaz. Do you give private vocal lessons?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Spazbox.com.
Spazbox.com. I'm also
going to But if you
there.
Leave an anonymous email, we can't get a hold of you.
I charge about $40 an hour.
So go through spazbox.com.
Spazbox.com or email me at paulsparazza@gmail.
So if you go to the FanBridge page, you get all kinds of links. We send out updates through that. And like I said, the tour calendar is pretty full and it makes us look busy.
Yes, very busy.
We have a lot of awesome things coming up, man.
And speaking of awesome things coming up, Spaz, you won't be here. But on Friday, Rebecca, we have been invited down to the adult haunted house.
Wait.
An adult. I mean, what's the difference between a regular haunted house?
Well, this one's probably.
Let me explain to you that the adult haunted house opens this week at the world famous Green Door.
Oh, I'm definitely going.
Jesus.
I'm so going. I'm wearing freaking gloves.
That's good because we have.
You need to wear a plastic bodysuit.
Wait a minute. It gets,
you miss when we were on the television show at Sunset.
It gets amazing because they're going to have unique costumes. Guests are encouraged to wear adult themed Halloween costumes or nothing at all.
I've never been there with people.
And there will be nightly contests and prizes awarded for the following categories: sexiest costume, scariest costume, most unique costume, and best birthday suit.
Wow!
I double dog dare you, Jay. I'll give you a tuna fish sandwich.
Do they make gimp suits in your size, Jay?
I don't know.
I'll sew you one.
That would be awesome.
It's all fucking sewn up, all jankety. Okay, you know what'd be the best Halloween costume for you if you had like a Catwoman out. Like, and you could just be sassy.
Fuck you both.
Got and a nice shiny Catwoman outfit. Oh my gosh!
The tail and everything.
I'm gonna Photoshop that.
Oh my god. Oh my god! It's like all tight
so,
with a little.
So are we going? I have six passes.
Oh no, I'm going.
I have six
You're
passes.
Going, right?
No, I'm.
He's
I'm
not going to be
I'm
here.
I'm in LA this weekend.
I'm gonna be gigging.
I'm not gigging. I'm gonna go see family.
So anyway, yes, we. You guys got to check it out. It starts this weekend all the way to Halloween. So this is completely separate than the actual Swingers Club itself. You know, you have to pay to get in, which is $20, but it's still before the actual Green Door opens. But you can stay in and have a...
What time is it?
It's from 7 to 11.
I'm there.
So you can actually hang out in the party room. I think we should get Doria to go.
Oh, we are
that,
so
that's perfect.
Doria.
That Doria would
Come
be the
on.
Perfect guy.
Come on.
Be perfect.
That would be
if
hilarious.
If you could put him on a leash... That'd be better.
Yeah, but it's more straight couples in there than it is anything
so
else.
So you and Dory are straight?
No, yeah. I mean, this is your date.
Yay! Pawning him off on me. I'll put him on a
you
leash.
You can be the fag hag while I wear the freaking
Gimp
Catwoman outfit.
Oh my god, if I'm so up for you, will
I'm
you wear
so
it next
gonna
year?
Photoshop that.
No.
Yes, you will. No. At least you'll get in for a picture.
Maybe I should wear my Easter Bunny outfit into the haunted.
Oh my god, you still have that.
Fuck yeah.
You should
Dude,
better
the
wear
Easter
it.
Bunny is awesome.
Anyway, let's take a break, and we got more of the show. And I mean, since it is Halloween and it's all about trick or treats, we got a game that Rebecca and Spaz is going to play.
Yay!
We could do that next. Oh, you know what? We're going to take a call from Elvira, and then we'll do it after.
Down under the borders of the local bay.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show Halloween Spooktacular. Crazy Jay with you. And on our spook line right now, the one and only Cassandra Peterson, also known as Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Hey, Cassandra, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for calling in, and I'm sure you're busy getting ready for the season.
Oh, God, yeah. I've already been into the big season since, like, September 1st, I guess.
And I guess, like myself and probably a lot of other people, when you think of Elvira, of course, you think of Halloween. But when I first saw you, you were hosting the old movie Macabre back in the 80s. So my question for you, I guess, is how did you get this role?
It was basically, it was weird how it worked out. I heard about a local television station in Hollywood looking for a horror host for their late night movies. Their previous horror host, Seymour, had passed away, so they were looking to replace him. And I went in on the audition and got the part, but after I got the part, they told me to come up with a look, and that is the look we came up with after a few other suggestions, but they wanted it all black with all black hair, and so that's the one we settled on, and it worked out pretty good for me.
I would say that it has. Anyway, it's the here you are doing this this cheesy macabre show back in the 80s. Did you ever think this was going to launch you into superstardom the way that it has?
Hell no. I was thinking I would be lucky to get through, you know, a couple shows being aired. I thought, oh my God, this is never going to work out. And so I kind of have to pinch myself every time I wake up and go, oh my God, I started this show 30 years ago.
And a torn up Armani looking mighty fine. I mean, the brother was smoking, literally. Sewn up with a needle and thread. Put together with parts from the dead. Especially for his nuts on the side of his head. What in the world were they thinking? Dracula is afraid of life. He only comes out of his coffin at night. Slips out to have him a bite. How is somebody's neck bent? He's a vampire bat. Sucking on blood, it's flowing fast.
Except I don't know if he should really be doing that. I mean, I hope he practices a safe spot.
Full strap. Everybody snap. Everybody groove. Everybody clap. Muskrat. Everybody snap. Everybody move. Everybody clap.
Wolfman howling at the moon. Hairy guys just make me swoon. Sprays his hair with the doll Sassoon. What? You mean that's a weed?
Can't see the invisible man. Can't see his invisible tan. Can't see his invisible hand.
Ow! Who goosed me?
Muskrat. Everybody snap. Everybody groove. Everybody clap. Muskrat. Everybody snap. Everybody move. Everybody clap.
Lugosi and Poltergeist, Peter Cushing, Christopher Lee, and the Adams family, pyramid power of the mummy, aliens bursting from your tummy, there are monsters that I love, Freddy Krueger gives good go, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Christine is the baddest ride, Roger Corman, Barbara Steele, killer tomatoes have appeal, Hannibal Lecter, sick and mean, eat your heart with fava beans. Chucky's just a living doll. The 50-foot woman is awfully tall. So is the amazing colossal man. Gamera, Mothra, and Rodan. Godzilla tears up Tokyo while the Phantom of the Opera steals the show. The Blob, the Fly,
from Elvira Haunted Hits. That's the monster rap by Elvira, or also known as Cassandra Peterson, doing that song. And Cassandra is on the phone line right now. She's talking with us, and it's such a pleasure to have you on the phone. What about your fans? I mean, your fans are, I gotta say, pretty awesome.
I have the best, most loyal fans. I just love them. They are really rabid fans, and that's one of the reasons it's cool to go around and do various horror conventions and actually meet these people that I've heard from sometimes for years, you know, I've never met. It's really cool, but you're right. I have the best loyal fans that are out there, I think.
They're definitely loyal and dedicated. The first time I met you, I was working at Not Scary Farm at the Good Time Theater, and I saw you without your makeup.
You were, like, really clean enough in showbiz? You were, like, the janitor there in the theater?
No, I wasn't the I wasn't the janitor. I was an usher.
Okay.
In his younger days, of course.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fun. I wish I was still at Knott's. It's really a shame. I was there 21 years. It was a cool show, wasn't it?
It was awesome. I mean, that's one reason why I used to, when I wasn't working Not Scary Farm, that was one of the reasons why I went, because everybody was like, we have to see The Hanging and we have to go see Elvira.
Yeah, I was reading an interview, sadly, about the haunt that's going on at Not Scary Farm, and I don't want to say nothing, but, you know, the review was not that great. It was like it's kind of steadily going downhill, which is a shame. New owners took it over and didn't want to spend any more money on it. They were putting money into the big roller coaster and the other rides. So it's kind of a bummer because Knott's had that unique little niche, you know, that other parks don't have. And they wanted to make themselves more like other parks. And so I don't think that's working out so good for them.
No, I don't think so. So I haven't been back in a long time, but going back to what I said just a little bit ago, friends and I, we would go to see your show and The Hanging and stuff, and your line, because you do 3 or 4 shows a night, always had an hour to an hour and a half wait. People lined up to see you. It was awesome.
I know. It was it was a really, really, you know, a show that people really, really liked and wanted to see, and it was going great. And then, unfortunately, like I said, the Knott's family sold the park to a big amusement park conglomerate, and they weren't so down with the whole, you know, putting money into the Halloween thing. So that was the end of it for me.
Aww.
That's too
cool. I know.
So I had a question. Cassandra, have you become like a huge horror fan? I mean, do you like the genre, or do you like the really super creative, or do you like the B schlocky stuff? What's your favorite part of it?
Oh, I liked the genre since I was a little kid. I mean, I have been into horror really. I think second grade was when I saw House on Haunted Hill with Vincent Price, and it just made such an incredible impression on me. I became like a horror nut and would see every horror movie that came out in those days. It was like, you know, really kind of wacky ones, you know, usually starring Vincent Price, and there were the Hammer films and the Roger Corman films, and I loved that stuff. And I, you know, when other little girls were playing with Barbies, I was making models of, you know, Dracula and Wolfman and Frankenstein. So so I grew up really, really into the genre, and mostly the funny thing was I guess I have like some kind of I got stuck in time somewhere, because for me, the older horror movies, you know, and the ones I show on my show, they have such nostalgia for me. I love them so much. It kind of like this innocent age of horror, and where your imagination was used more than it has to be used today. Not that I don't like a lot of horror movies out there. Believe me, there's some I really love, and generally they're the ones with a little humor in them too. But I happen to really, really love the genre of the old classic horror films. So that's where I'm at. But I always, always loved them since I was a kid.
Well, you know what? You are the face of horror. I mean, well, you and the Crypt Keeper.
I'm sorry?
I said, you are the face of horror. I mean, besides the Crypt Keeper.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, if I keep doing this very much longer, I'm going to look like the Crypt Keeper.
Well, that's one thing that about Elvira is she never ages. It's like you and Dolly Parton.
I know. I don't know about Dolly, but I signed a contract with the devil a while back, and it seems to be working out good so far. I don't know if that's what Dolly does, but, you know.
Is that you're still into it. You still love it. You love horror. You just love everything about it. And because there's so many people that just have such disdain for whatever made them popular. And you're still all about it. And I love that. I love that you called our show. That's amazing. But we're
Thank
super
you.
Famous. So.
Well, I'm glad you appreciate that because I do love doing it. And I wouldn't be doing it, you know, for this long if I didn't. And I'm really still happy to be, you know, working as Elvira and meeting my fans and doing all that and making shows and making DVDs, which I want to plug right now. my whole new series is on DVD, but I'm very happy to do it, and I really love it.
You know, we call this show the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we really explore all kinds of stuff in the entertainment business, but for my fan base, that's the comedy portion of it. Some of them out there may or may not know that you starred in a, well, I wouldn't say starred, you had a special appearance in a Cheech and Chong movie.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the name of it. It was called Cheech and Chong's Next Movie. And it was so funny. Yes, I was in there briefly as one of Charlie's Angels. And my famous line is, "Help me, Wanda." And it's funny, people don't know this, but with the other girl, there were three girls, obviously blonde, redhead, and brunette. And the brunette, I was the redhead, and the brunette is Rita Wilson, who later married Tom Hanks. So that, she got a good gig.
So I hope you're still tight with her, right?
I'm sorry?
I said, I hope you're still tight with her.
I know, I wish. I've seen her a few times over the years, but unfortunately, no, we drifted apart. But cool that she was there. So anyway, that was a fun thing. I just saw Cheech and Chong in a very, very funny ad you guys should see on the internet about them selling brownies. And it's not the kind you're thinking. It's brownies with fiber because they're older now, you know, and they need the fiber.
So is it on YouTube? Is it on YouTube? Is it on YouTube?
It is. I think it is. It's an advertisement, literally an advertisement for general.
We'll find it. Don't you worry. We are the Wayne's World of internet radio. We will find. We own the internet. All the webs.
Yeah, fine. It was really funny. I laughed really hard, and to see those guys their age, you know, doing what they're still doing is really cool.
And I'm glad they went back to the original concept too.
A widespread investigation of reports from funeral homes, morgues, and hospitals has concluded that the unburied dead are coming back to life and seeking human victims.
Oh, hi, you guys. Come on in. Ouch. Blood red. It's a perfect night for the dancing undead. Everybody's coming a mile around, heading for the zombie stomping ground. So I'm calling all you corpses and all you kids. This is one body. Zombies stomping, zombies jumping, bodies are steaming, victims are screaming, doing the zombie song. Zombie song. Popping up from the grave, shaking and breaking while the banshee band raves. Strutting so proud and I know it's right. There's some fine dirty dancing by some toothless old hag. Get down, girl. It's a monster rally. Hope I see you there. And the zombie party is better than your worst nightmare. And believe me, I'd have some good ones. Zombies stomping, zombies chomping, bodies are steaming, victims are screaming, doing the zombie song.
Zombie song.
Hope you're hungry.
was my foot.
Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show Halloween Spooktacular, and it can't get much more spooky than having Cassandra Peterson on the phone, also known as Elvira, the lady who, of course, is singing Zombie Stomp in that song. And we're talking about, you know, throughout the interview about what a staple Elvira is for Halloween. But a few years ago, maybe 3 years ago, you did a Fox reality show on the Fox Reality Channel about looking for the next best, the next Elvira or the next best Elvira. And there was a winner, but I guess I'm a little confused. Does she take over now or after you die? Or it was kind of unclear about when exactly this was going to happen. So can you enlighten us on this show?
No, actually what that show was sort of bizarre. I'm glad we did it. I really like the show. I think it came out really funny, especially for the minuscule budget we had to do it. But it really wasn't supposed to be the next Elvira, but that is the name that the network insisted on. It was really supposed to be looking for more Elviras, but, you know, that doesn't have such a catchy ring to it. What I was trying to do is get other Elviras to go around and do things like shopping malls at Halloween time, kind of like Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny.
Oh, that's perfect. You can sit
like
on
that.
Her lap.
So, yeah, exactly. I was trying to add additional Elviras, not the next Elvira, but the title turned out to be the next Elvira, and so everybody thought I was like hanging up the bra.
So how many Elviras are there now, official ones?
Well, there aren't really any.
They
that
couldn't
was a contract for 1 year, and that was pretty much it. I do have a drag queen who is out there doing several Elvira things named Cassandra Fever, and he does an awesome, awesome Elvira impression.
Well, what's so good about your character is that you have merchandising. I mean, it's genius.
Thank you. Yeah, I do have a lot of licensing and merchandising, a lot more coming out. Several things this month. I do have my new app out. So if you want to take a picture with Elvira, that's a good idea, because if I'm not appearing as Elvira, just give me Elvira app, and you can take a picture with Elvira on there. And I have a new social networking game that's coming out next year. Another pinball slot machine, a pinball machine and a slot machine.
Really?
Coming out next year.
Do you know in Vegas where it's going?
Third of both.
Do you know where the Elvira slot is going to be? Because we want to go play it now.
Yeah, well, it was in Vegas. It was all over Vegas. This will be my third slot machine. So whenever they come out, you know, they go through Vegas, they stay about a year, and then they're gone. They kind of cycle them all around all the time. So that'll be coming out, and I have a wine coming out this month. Plus, I have my Elvira makeup kit coming out this month, a new really high-end Elvira makeup kit, which you'll be able to see on Elvira.com this month, along with a tutorial to teach you how to do it.
Well, we were just discussing before the show is we couldn't figure out, is Elvira dead or just goth?
She's not dead, because obviously here I am. But
we didn't know she was raised from the dead.
You know, I'm so sorry. I'm having when you talk, I'm having a really hard time hearing you. I can barely hear what you say.
Oh, I do apologize. It's too far. But we were deciding it. We didn't know if Elvira was a zombie or she was a vampire or she just liked goth makeup. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's really something I always wondered myself. I sort of set it up though in Mistress of the Dark that my mother was a sorceress and my father was a TV critic, so that's how I ended up hosting horror movies.
Well, would you say that there's a little bit of you in Elvira, or is she a completely different alter ego than yourself?
She's pretty different than me, I think, but friends of mine think that there's a lot more of her in me than I like to admit. I really kind of figured out that Elvira is my personality when I was a teenager, which is pretty scary, right? Kind of a know-it-all, smart-ass, won't take any crap from anybody.
Well, you're so quick-witted. You come up with, like, some really good stuff, like, off the cuff. That's what I dream to be.
Oh, thank you. It's probably my past of being a groundling here in L.A. for 4.5 years with an improv group, the Groundlings, And boy, you really learn to think on your feet, I'll tell you, when you do comedy improv. Whoa.
Start to slam and the doors commence to jam. All of a sudden the lights go out. It's terror all about. You think you've gone insane when somebody calls your name. Then you hear the sound of footsteps echoing the hall. When you open up the door, there's no one there at all. Was that just the wind or someone creeping up the stairs? You get so nervous that you nearly miss your underwears. You've never been so scared by the sound of something strange. The rattle of bones and chains. And you get misgivings living in a haunted house. They're scratching at the door. Feel a heartbeat through the floor. It's a ghostly rhythm living in a haunted house. Silverware go flying through the air. Feel a hand around your neck and you become a nervous wreck. You jump into your bed, pull the covers over your head. You think it's just a dream until you hear somebody scream. Your heart jumps up into your throat, you're paralyzed with fear. Then you hear a demon voice say,
get out of here.
Start to run, but there is nowhere left for you to hide. Realize you're standing in the spot where someone died. You're terrified by the sound of something strange. The rattle of bones and chains. And you get misgivings living in a haunted house. They're scratching at the door. Hear the heartbeat through the floor. Yeah, the ghost got rhythm living in a haunted house. Phone rings. Hello? Elvira, mistress of the dark. Hello? Hello? Who is this? Oh my god! The line's been cut! The phone! It's dead! That sound is something strange. The rattle of bones and chains. And you get misgivings living in a haunted house. It's scratching at the door. Feel a heartbeat through the floor. And you're just not wanting. It's a haunted house. Know what I'm saying? Yeah, boy. This house is bugging. Okay, okay. Hey, can you ghost keep it down, please? I'm trying to get some sleep here. Ew! Okay, who slimed my pillow? Yuck! Whoever wrote, you're dead, in blood on the bathroom mirror. I want it cleaned up before I get up in the morning. Hey, let's not get fresh here, okay? Oh, hey, come on, stop! Oh, I'm gonna tickle!
I'm going to have have to wrap this up, you guys. I'm sorry. I have another interview coming up in just a minute, so I have to say goodbye.
We are happy that you gave us this time. We just want to know, what is the official Facebook page for Elvira or yourself?
Yeah, thank you for asking. Well, of course, my website's elvira.com, but the Facebook page, just type in Elvira and Official. It's Elvira Mistress of the Dark Official, but all you need to put in is Elvira and Official.
Okay.
Yeah, because there are about 90,000 different Facebook pages for me.
What about your, what's your official Twitter?
Same thing. They're connected.
Okay.
So,
oh, perfect.
Oh, it's, well, the Twitter thing is the real Elvira.
The real Elvira.
But
perfect.
If anybody listening to your show could go to Facebook and like me, that would be the best thing that would ever happen, because my Facebook page,
I'm going to poke you.
Disappeared about a month ago, and I lost 500,000 people.
You lost them. That's terrible. Well, we appreciate you giving us the time. The Rockin' Comedy Show loves you. We're up and coming, so we hope to see
you
at social events soon.
Sure. Thank you very much, Alexander.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Attention race fans, are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip, Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime. And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get three races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh, my God! Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. You gotta be there!
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing opens Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockingcomedyshow.com for more details.
Hey, this is Crazy Jay from the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I'm here with...
This is Mark Curry, and this is real deal stuff coming from the basement.
Are you getting ready to try some Zip Fizz over there?
Mm-hmm. Zip Fizz makes me feel like a man. Every time I come on the Rockin' Comedy Show, I have a Zip Fizz, and I fly home. Yeah. Oh, this is good.
That's good, right?
The fizz is good.
Yeah, keep you up for your show tonight.
Yeah, gives you 4 to 6 hours of energy right there. So check out ZipFizz.com for where it's sold.
It's Crazy Jay.
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Insane.
It's been a whole week now, don't you know? Waiting for the Crazy J Show. Some monkey business could lighten our load. A little laughter, a little glow. I know Jay has something in store. Come on, Jay, can you give us 8 more? Come on, Jay, don't make us wait. We just want our Crazy 8. I've marked my calendar with the date. Here it is, folks. It's number 8. It's number 8. It's number 8. It's number 8. It's number 8.
It is time once again for the Crazy 8 Countdown as we count down the top 8 Halloween songs. This is part 3 of our Halloween Crazy 8 Countdown, and we're going to get things started with a song I haven't heard in a long time. Well, at least a year. Here's number 8, Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Serious strife. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow they'll be held to pay.
In the afterlife, we'll be headed for the serious strife. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow they'll be held to pay.
The people listen attentively. I mean about future calamity. I used to think the idea was obsolete until I heard the old man stamping his feet.
Thank you.
eyes were eternally. Fire is applied to their body. Teeth are extruded and burnt to ground and baked into cakes which are passed around.
Number 8 on our countdown is Hell by the Squirrel Nut Zippers. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're counting down the top 8 songs for Halloween. What do you say? Let's continue the countdown and move on down to position number 7. Here it is for you now.
Crazy J can't count to number 10. Gets intros done for free by some of his friends. This is anything but Sonic Heaven. On the Crazy 8 countdown, this is number 7.
Number 7 on our countdown is indeed a novelty classic, and I never used to think of it as a Halloween song, but every year around Halloween, I do get a lot of requests to play it. So we're going to play number 7 for you now. His name is Jimmy Cross. He's got a problem. He's missing his girl. Where'd she go? All I know is he wants his baby back. Here's Jimmy Cross coming in at number 7 on the countdown.
Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life then. Well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because I didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my baby were about to meet the leader of the... pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around. And there was the leader,
And there was the pack. And over there was my baby. And over there was my baby. And way over there was my baby. It's been many months now since that fateful night, and you know something, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried, but I just can't make it without my baby. So I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang, pay dirt.
Through the streets of Soho in the rain, he was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fox. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Ah, where was it, London? Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Ah-hoo, werewolves of London. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah, ooh, werewolves of London. Ah, I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw werewolves drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. And his hair was perfect. Werewolves of London. Drop her.
still such a brilliant song to hear at Halloween, and just a great song in general. But whenever I hear it, I think of the movie American Werewolf in London. The original, not the remake. The original is so good. And part of that movie was the inspiration behind Michael Jackson's Thriller video. He was in love with the film and actually wanted to do something on that level. And today, Thriller, probably still one of the best music videos ever. It's going to be a hard one to beat, I'm telling you. But it is the Rockin' Comedy Show. That, of course, is song number 6 on our Crazy 8 countdown. Warren Zevon with The Werewolves of London. Number 7 on our countdown, I Want My Baby Back by Jimmy Cross. And number 8 on our countdown, The Squirrel Nut Zippers with Hell. It is the Crazy 8 countdown, part 3 of our Halloween songs. We got more. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we have more. But remember, you can follow us on Facebook. Our new fan page is The Rockin' Comedy Show. Go ahead and like us. We already know you do. And you never know. You might be awarded with some free Zip Fizz. You have no idea. We gave away 20 free tubes just the other day, and it was awesome. You can also call us if you would like to be a part of the show. 702-866-9135, 702-866-9135. Email us, j@rockincomedyshow.com. And of course, the website, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Check out past shows, check out pictures, we've got video. It's rockincomedyshow.com, R-O-C-K-I-N-G, comedyshow.com. But I want to seriously say right now that we had a comment earlier, about the body by Vi challenge. Was it really working for me? And it actually really is. I feel a lot better. I've dropped 9 pounds. It doesn't seem like a lot, but you can feel it. And just the vitamins and everything that are in these amazing shakes, you can feel it in your skin. You get to drink 2 shakes and have a reasonable meal during the day. And you know, people like Michael Johns, who got me on it, you know, he cares enough that he wants me to get back in shape. And so thank you, Michael. And I mean, seriously, guys, if you want to lose a little bit of weight or you want to lose a lot of weight, you got to do the Body by Vi challenge. Hit me up on Facebook or through my website. Email me and I will give you all the information you need to do if you want to do this. It's awesome. I've already got some other friends doing it. And it's an amazing, amazing product. And I hate to diet, and it's really hard for me. This is super easy. The shakes are delicious. They're like drinking liquid cake. But you get to add stuff to them and change them up and make different flavors. And I can't say enough about it. So it's working for me. And if you see, if you've seen me, you know I'm a pretty big dude. But I'm going to shed down in 90 days and see how much I get done. But thanks again, Michael Johns. We'll be back with more of the show after this.
Attention race fans, are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Road Racing. Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip, Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime. And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get 3 races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh, my God! Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing, you gotta be there!
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockincomedyshow.com for...
Hey, this is Chris Reject here. As a fan of comedy music, I want to tell you about this awesome CD from Dino Mike. It's called
It's Chimericana.
Anyway, it's great. Favorites like...
Banter, no one will know how to get so clever.
And...
My homies know that I'm totally cool when I drive up with my school on rims to my private school.
And don't forget about...
She wants a baby mama, baby mama, baby. Baby mama, 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 baby m
So pick up your copy of Chimerisher's
Chimericana.
It can be found at dynamite.com. And with his other albums, but
Chimericana
is the best one to date. Did I mention it also has?
Cause she's a dorkor. Saving geeks like you and me, she's a dorkor.
So order your copy of
Chimericana
today at dynamite.com.
Hey, this is Spaz.
And Crazy Jay.
And we are here at the Rockin' Comedy Show. Jay, you know how I drink coffee every morning?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I found something way better.
What's that?
It's called Zip Fizz. It's fantastic. With coffee, I end up crashing probably about a half hour later. But with this stuff, all you do is add it to a bottle of water, and you are off to the races for 4 to 6 hours. It's great. No artificial stimulants. It tastes good, and it's good for you. No sugar. It's that bang, boom, in a bottle when you need that extra boost in your day. Listen to your buddy Spaz and check out ZipFizz.com. You'll thank me later.
Hey, this is Rogan & Company. You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Yeah! That's what I'm talking about.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are back up here on the 44th floor. It's Halloween time. Yay!
No hey.
Halloween.
No show next week because party time.
Yeah,
I'm excited. It's gonna be a good party.
And we do I mean, yeah, Jay does this every year, and we encourage all of our listeners to come on out there and hang out with the RCS crew and everybody who we honestly have on the Rockin' Comedy Show. A lot of our guests that we have throughout the year come to our Halloween party. They perform at the party. And it's nothing but a good time. So, I mean, if you guys want to come on out, let us know.
Some of Jay's stalkers come.
I only have one, but I don't even know if she's even interested in the show anymore.
Or she exists.
Not anymore.
No. Who's your stalker, Jay?
I didn't know that you were widowed.
I always put it up there so that my family will comment. They'll comment on that, but nothing else. Like, oh, he's engaged. Oh, when are we going to meet her? Oh.
I don't know.
The best is when I put up there that I was married. That was the best.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that started all kinds of stuff. I love that. But it is the Rockin' Comedy Show, so I hope a lot of you actually come out to the party next week. If not, maybe you'll make it out to Swingers. Because that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, starting on the 31st, we're going to be there every Monday for the next 3 weeks after. And we're honestly trying to get out there and pack the place, doing live radio stuff, as well as having a lot of our bands that we represent on the radio, Roxy Gunn Project, playing there live. And it just gives you guys a great opportunity to come out there and hang out with us in a public place besides the office here on the 44th
floor. Well, you know, the security's pretty tight here. It's really hard for all of our fans to get up here. But, you have to have a badge saying you work in Korean tacos.
So come on out here. We'll have a drink with you. You know, we'll buy you a drink. Hey, yeah. For everybody who wants to come out, we will buy you a drink. Just say that every Monday. For every
all you
got to
do is check in on Facebook that you're the Swingers Club.
And we'll get you a free cocktail.
We'll make sure you get your free cocktail. Come on out there. Drink
but
with
also,
us.
But also, if
time.
You have a TAM card...
The drinks are half price anytime you're in there. So
you know who you are.
Even
people
during
in the
happy
industry.
Hour, the pitchers are $2.50. So I mean, come on, you got to come out and party with us.
Oh my gosh,
it's a lot of
fun. We have a blast!
But before we get into the game, let's play a song by my friend Phoebe Carter. This is her most popular song ever, called "Spooky Sexy."
Ooh, and, her video is on our website.
That's right. We'll be back after this.
Trick or treat, I'll give you something sweet to eat. Feast your eyes on my disguise, I'll make more than spirits rise. You'll wanna drop your lollipop into my pillowcase. But the treat for me is when I see that look upon your face. Until my night, this one of fright when things get really scary. I look like what you'd see behind the desk of a library. Like a werewolf when the moon is full or some kind of witch's hexy. Just once a year, I have no fear and I get spooky sexy. I love Halloween, it's the one night a year gets dressed like a slut. Spooky sexy, spooky sexy. I'll be a Playboy bunny or I'll be a French maid. Whatever I'm wearing, I'll be looking like a girl who wants to get laid. I'll even be a call girl pimp daddy, but I will not get paid. Cause the rest of the year you won't know I'm here, into the background I will fade. I could be a belly dancer or get an I Dream of Jeannie costume. You won't even know that I'm the same girl when I walk into the room. The ghosts and ghouls and other fools can have their candy corny, but there'll be a pool from all of your drool, cause you'll be so horny.
I'm good at gold, do what I'm told, never act too bold, but
I love Halloween, it's the one night a year I get dressed like a slut.
Spooky sexy, spooky sexy. If trick or treat all the candy you can eat, that can be a bore.
I love Halloween, it's the one night a year I get dressed like a
spooky sexy, spooky sexy.
I'll be your Reese's Piece and give you some almond joy. I'll be showing off my sweet tarts and make your Starburst boy. I'll put on a cat suit and look real cute with a tail that's long and furry. This little kitten's going out to play to snatch cookies in a hurry. In a dominatrix outfit, I'll get Snickers and some chuckles. Mike and Ike will try good and plenty to get my mounds out of buckles. I love Halloween, it's the one night a year I get to dress like a slut.
Spooky sexy, spooky sexy. Dracula's dungeon and the mummy's grave are just too cold and damp.
But I'll keep you warm on Halloween night, dressed up like a little tramp.
Spooky sexy, spooky sexy.
When I was a little girl, I wanted to be one of the princesses. Cause even in those cartoons, those chicks have revealing dresses. Goblins and ghosts can be the most at giving you a scare. Your heart will race when I'm at your place, cause my cleavage will be bare. The other girls can be butterflies or fairies or the witches. I'll be looking hotter to all of the guys than any of those bitches.
Ooh, spooky sexy. Yeah. Spooky sexy,
girl, you're spooky sexy.
I'm so spooky sexy.
I'm like a haunted brick house.
I'm good as gold, do what I'm told, never act too bold, but
I love Halloween, it's the one night a year I get dressed like a slut.
Spooky sexy, spooky sexy. Black leather or red hot lace, I really can't be too fussy.
As long as on Halloween night I get dressed up like a hussy.
Spooky sexy, spooky sexy. Spooky sexy, spooky sexy. Girl, you're spooky sexy. Spooky sexy, spooky sexy.
Horror of Dracula. Dracula, the most terrifying lover the world has ever known. Who will be his bride tonight? Horror of Dracula.
Dracula, dead and yet alive for 600 years.
Dracula, the human vampire who lusts for human blood. See Horror of Dracula. The greatest shock story of them all now achieves new heights of motion picture suspense.
See Horror of Dracula and watch the fiend who rises each night from his coffin bed to seek the rendezvous that alone can keep him alive.
See Horror of Dracula and watch those who came to destroy a monster stay to become his victim. See Horror of Dracula, but don't dare see it alone.
The chill of the tomb won't leave your blood for hours.
Horror of Dracula, all new and in flaming Technicolor.
Rockin' Comedy Show, who is this?
Hey, this is Charlie Sheen. Is this Crazy Jay?
Oh my God!
Hello, Charlie Sheen, how are you?
Doing great, man. What the fuck?
Are you winning?
Are you still winning?
Am I what?
Are you still winning?
No, I'm winning all the time. I looked down today and I had a text from my agent and said, got to call Crazy J. And I was like, Crazy J, fucking A-list, winning.
So, how is it to watch 2.5 Men with Ashton Kutcher in your place?
He sucks.
Who watches that?
It's like fucking one man and two fucking half men, you know? Fuck. Guy's not a man. Guy's a fucking kid.
Right? He's like, what? He's 20 now, the kid?
He's not fat anymore.
Are you still drinking? Are you still drinking Tiger's blood?
Am I still doing the...
Are you still
high?
Yeah, are you doing drugs right now?
Man, I don't even do drugs to me now. You know what I mean? I haven't done drugs in 10 years, right? I just fucking be, you know what I mean? I am what I am, and that's, you know, sometimes people can't handle that, and that's just the way it is. But, nah, man, I don't do drugs, man. I haven't done drugs for years.
Neither have I. Gosh, in fact, I feel like a Lord's Hub right now.
So are you drinking Tiger's blood?
Man, I don't drink my own blood. I am fucking Tiger's blood. You know that? you've seen the interview. Tiger's blood, Adonis DNA. It's fucking, you know, it's what you're made of. That's how that's how I've been able to live like this. You know, most people live my life, they would have fucking died 10 times over.
So what are you doing these days?
Not dying.
You know, fucking,
who are you doing these days? That's how I'm on, Chris.
I live. I'm doing fucking everybody. There's, you name it, man. I mean, you know, a lot of guys have problems with whores. A lot of guys have problems with banging whores. I'll bang whatever the fuck moves. You know what I mean? If it's there.
Hey, I'm moving.
Come on over, honey. You know where I live? If not, you can look it up on the internet.
Can I be one of your goddesses?
What's that?
Can I be one of your goddesses?
Yeah, you know, I dumped those ones. I need some new goddesses right now, actually.
Do you like them chubby and older? Slightly, might do all your drugs instead?
Take them any fucking way I can get them.
Sold! We always said we would make it when we had Charlie Sheen call in. It's a pleasure, Mr. Sheen.
So,
you're not out in Los Angeles. You got to be from the Valley to date me, though. That's the thing.
Well, you could come to Vegas and meet her.
Yes, you can.
You could look her up on the internet, too.
Yeah, you can. You'll notice me when you see the piss mark. Go, there's the piss stain.
I'll be in Vegas next week.
Are you into girls that piss themselves?
On accident.
If they're willing to piss on me as well, I guess that's cool.
I'll piss on you, shit. I mean, I lately have been blacking out and pissing myself. Might as well, you know, get paid for it. I do get paid, right?
Well, shit, that's what I call for. That's a date around where the machine house.
Getting paid and pissing. You don't mind if I'm a drug hog, do you?
I don't mind what?
I'm a drug hog. Like, I might, like, you know, steal your line or something.
Man, you know, there's an endless supply where I'm at. You know what I mean? Like,
love it.
It's fucking, it's in my blood. You can't take the eye away from a machine.
I love it.
Is it true that you do a line every time we do I Can't Get Behind That on the show?
Man, you know, I don't even fucking know what I do. You know what I mean? Like, people always ask. People fucking ask, you know, all the time. And I'm like, you know, I don't fucking, you know, I just, if it's there, fuck it, man. You know, if we're partying, we're partying. And, you know, I've never backed down to a party, but, you know, I mean, do I keep track of my partying? You know, fuck, man. Like I said, you know, you've seen the sound bites. I mean, I fucking gone harder than anybody in history. That's a fucking fact.
Fact.
People compare me to my dad. My dad had nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Fucking three heart attacks. I'm still fucking here. You know,
you've had three heart attacks.
Hell yeah.
My dad, you know,
his dad has.
Fucking...
His dad has, not you.
Yeah, his dad has.
No, I'm saying you can't fucking kill me.
I don't even think God has tried. But,
People say my dad partied hard, but all I'm saying is the kind of party hard that my dad does gives people three heart attacks. I do twice that, and I fucking walk around like I'm fucking made of iron.
You ever think about going into politics?
That might be your next step.
I mean, yeah, that would be the next step. You have everything else going on for you. I can't see why people wouldn't vote for you and follow your lead.
I can't believe you haven't thought... your publicist hasn't thought about it.
It's the next best step.
You got a fucking dog over there? What is
this? No, that's a figment of your imagination.
I mean, I think people would vote for you. I mean, you did well with your little tour.
Yeah, sold out shows.
You know, I think, I don't know, I couldn't say I didn't inhale and I didn't bang that fucking hooker. I definitely, that would not be part of the campaign. I guess it'd be an upfront campaign, that's for sure, but...
He's almost calmed down.
You know, fuck it, man. You know, I mean, I don't know, do they allow that kind of shit in the White House these days?
Well, you know what? If you're in charge, you're in charge. You make the rules. I mean, I think everybody's gotten a blowjob in the White House, just Bill Clinton was dumb enough to get caught. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's, well, you know, there would be no, there wouldn't be any fucking hiding it, I'll say that.
Yeah, now that big monster cock of yours, right?
Shit.
What have you been doing lately? I mean, I want to live through you.
All the first ladies from the past fucking banging fucking 7 gram rocks with fucking Michelle Obama.
I take offense to that. You think all black people like crack rocks? Just ones in power.
Everybody likes it once they've tried it.
It's not half bad for about 2 minutes, and then it gets really bad. So, and then you have to do it again. So I've heard. How about that, Spaz? What do you have to say to Mr. Sheen?
I know, man. I mean, I think a lot of people would vote for you. I mean, what is your stance on, you know...
Abortion,
for God's sakes.
Man, you know...
Do you think people should produce?
I don't know, man.
I mean, how many illegitimate children do you have that you know of?
How many do you pay for?
Fuck.
Are you trying to count on your toes?
Shit.
So, I mean, at this point, have you gotten snipped? Because, I mean, I'm thinking about getting it done. And if Charlie Sheen can go in there and get snipped and not have any more kids, I'm like, damn. And he could... Because he gets his game on.
On.
You know, so, I mean, are you really taken care of? I mean, so are condoms good or bad for you at this point?
What was that?
Do you strap it up? Do you strap it up with all the hookers you hang out with? Or you just like freeballing it and just going out with the au naturel?
Shit, you know. Fuck, man. What's with the fucking trick questions? Oh, shit.
Are you being pulled over?
Yeah.
I'm fucking lost in Van Nuys.
Pull over. Somebody will help you.
Just put your car down in an embankment and start over.
You know, last time I did that, a fucking tranny jumped in the fucking car. last time I pulled over in Van Nuys, a fucking tranny jumped in.
Well, I say just ditch the car completely down an embankment. Is that funny?
I've done that too many times.
He's lost too many cars that way.
Oh, my God. Stolen, allegedly.
Yeah, well, you know, everything's alleged, right? Even if you fucking admit to it, it's alleged. That's the...
I did it, allegedly.
I did it, allegedly. How about that?
This is a picture of me doing it, allegedly.
I would like to make sure that I wasn't Photoshopped in that picture.
Which one?
Any of them.
Oh, you just Photoshopped us singing, but enough about us. It's about the Sheen. You've made our freaking show.
Yeah, we want to thank you for calling in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. We'll have to, to do it again. Like I said, you know, maybe I'll, again, you know, I'll be coming out, fuck it, man. I'm, Vegas is party city, you know what I mean? Like,
Hey, don't bring...
Got to make the trip. Got to make the trip. You
don't
know?
Bring sand to the beach. Don't bring any of these other bitches. Well, you got new fresh meat here.
Let's not get over the let's not get overboard here. It's not new.
Nah, fuck, you know, you never, never. No, she's fucking right.
Okay, we got fresh old bitches here.
If I bring a broad, she's fucking. I've already fucking had her. I don't want that again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you
want
to have something you have not had before? Some chubby
That's
older
exactly,
girl.
You know, it's like going to the buffet.
Maybe you know? It's kind of like that.
You know, you don't go back for the same thing twice. You get everything on the fucking menu.
We got some of those here.
That's right.
I don't want the ones that have been to the buffet.
He wants the ones waiting to get into the buffet.
Oh my gosh.
That's just a metaphor, sweetheart.
He wants the before picture, not the after.
Oof, yeah. Do you like paper bags over the faces? Hey, do you have any famous friends you could tell to call in?
What's that?
You have any other famous friends you can call to?
Have some of your famous friends call in.
Yeah.
Call into the show? I mean, fuck, you know, I mean... If you guys can handle the, you know, it's A-list city. If I make three call phone calls, it's fucking Brad Pitt and Colin Farrell.
Nice.
Who do you want? Who do you want? John Cusack. I mean, who do you, you know? It's
fucking, oh, I love John Cusack. He's the everyman.
John Cusack would be good.
John Cusack would be great.
That would be good.
But
I heard you guys have been having some good ones.
Yeah, ever since we opened up this phone line, you know, we've had Christopher Walken.
Robert De Niro.
William Shatner. Yeah, it's been
now
great.
Now you. I don't know if we can top it. But we'll try. If you have any of your famous friends, give them this number.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from them.
Yeah, man. You know, I'll fuck if I can remember. If I even remember this tomorrow, I'll fucking, I'll put the word out.
Well, we'd appreciate it. But thanks for calling in and keep winning.
Yes, keep the hope alive.
Yeah, likewise. Just you got to do when you wake up in the morning. Just look at yourself in the mirror and just say, "Fuck, winning,
winning,
winning." Winning. It's that positive attitude.
I mean, you know, that's how I get by my day. You know, I look at myself and I go, "Fucking winning."
That's how you'll win in politics. Just remember that. Keep that attitude.
You know, I mean, I think you might be onto something. You know, fucking Charlie Sheen, 2016, winning.
That's yes. Right. And it'd be great if you did. Then we'd be like, you did just have to say one.
Yeah. But we'll start on the first one, running. Charlie Sheen running, and then Charlie Sheen winning, and then Charlie Sheen won. How about that?
There you go. Three stages. But thanks for calling in, buddy.
For sure, man.
All right.
You have a good evening. Thank you.
Bye. How about that? Charlie Sheen.
Oh, my God. We've hit the big time. We are winning.
Winning!
Awesome. Running!
One! And we'll be back with... Well, we still got to do... I can't get behind that. I have a game that I want Rebecca and Spaz to play.
Ooh, I
want to
play.
And we'll be back after this.
Or maybe not.
Crazy J. This is the NCC. We have you surrounded. Turn off your mic and surrender. We're charging you with 8 counts of FCC violations. Things like language, your incredibly poor taste in programming. But we'll drop the charges if you'll just play number 5. Do you hear me, Jay? Play number 5.
We have just discovered an important note from space. The Martians plan to throw a dance for all the human race.
So there I made my stop. The plans I opened, the calling time, the battered down.
Yeah.